Good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, Day 9. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, we're going to talk about the right foods that you should be eating in order to get healthy, stay fit, and be in great shape. We spoke yesterday about foods that are really bad for you. Fried foods, processed foods, foods that don't rot, foods that really are fake and just made with lots of chemicals and additives and don't do anything except get us fat and sick. So today we're going to talk about the foods that we should be eating. Now, let's go through history a little bit. Hundreds of years ago, not too far ago, the time where our great-grandparents were living, obesity rates and health problems that we see today were far fewer. Now, there's a couple reasons for that. One, our great-grandparents were much more active than people are today. That's because they didn't have access to the technology and the comforts that we have today. Cars weren't at the level where they are, and technology didn't make it easy for them to sit around all day. So that's part of the problem. But the other part of the problem is that hundreds of years ago, people, our great-grandparents, ate food that was real. That's right, they ate food that grew from the ground, or food that ate things that grew out of the ground. Today, most of what we eat is very processed, it's made in factories, and it's not real food. So if you want to improve your health, if you want to get more energy, if you want to reduce your chance of getting sick, you want to eat foods that are real. So what are real foods? Well, you want to focus on plant-based foods. Plant-based foods are foods that grow from the ground, things like vegetables, fruits, grains. These are the different types of foods that, one, are very natural, two, are typically low calorie, and three, they're packed with nutrients. They're packed with the natural chemicals, the phytochemicals, and the other nutrients that can help fight the diseases that are prevalent in today's society. Okay? So you want to focus on plant-based foods. You also want to eat foods that are natural. Okay, don't eat foods where if you look at the ingredient list, it's got a ton of ingredients and you can't really understand what they are. If you can't pronounce it, you don't want to eat it. Okay, so you want to stick to natural foods. You also want to eat lean proteins. Unless you're a vegetarian and you eat meat, you want to focus on lean meats. So focus on chicken, turkey, lean cuts of beef like sirloin. Seafood is great. You want to be careful with the amount of seafood you eat because some seafood, some fish has a lot of mercury and other toxins in it. So you want to be careful with the types of fish you're eating, but fish is still a great part of anyone's healthy diet. And in addition to that, you want to eat things like beans and legumes, sweet potatoes, healthy carbs that are very fibrous. They have a lot of fiber, so they take up a lot of space in your stomach, which means you'll be more likely to get fuller from them and less likely to overeat. Okay? When you're planning your meals or when you're shopping, try to get real food, shop for real foods, and also one recommendation is to eat a rainbow every day. You want to eat a rainbow of foods because if you eat a variety of foods, a variety of colored foods, if you eat red vegetables and blueberries and orange sweet potatoes, you're getting the different types of nutrients because foods will typically have different colors based on the nutrients that are in there. So try to eat a rainbow every day. And that does not include pink cotton candy or brown Snickers bars. I'm talking about real fruits, vegetables, lean meats, beans, things like that. Also, when you're purchasing your food and when you're eating food, focus on organic food if you can. You want to avoid pesticides. Pesticides can cause lots of health problems. So when you're purchasing your food, try to stick with organic when you can. Yes, organic food is typically a little bit more expensive. However, the way I see it is spend a little bit more money on your food. You'll probably spend a lot less money on medical bills and health problems. So purchase food that is good for you and your whole life will improve. Where you can purchase vegetables and fruits and even meat locally when you can. If you can go to the farmer's market or shop at a local food co-op, you'll get food that is local and fresher and better for you. So for today, think about the food that you're eating and ask yourself, are you eating a variety of different colored natural foods? Are you eating foods that are natural? Are you eating foods that are organic? Are you eating lots of plant-based foods? If not, start including those today. You don't have to change your entire diet today, but if you start slowly incorporating some of these healthier foods that are natural, organic, and plant-based, you will see a difference in how you feel, how you look, and eventually your health, your general health, will improve as well. So that's what I ask you to do for today. We will see you tomorrow. I'm Dan Cassidy with Inspire.com, and this has been your morning's edition of Morning Motivation. We'll see you next time.